We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
It's okay, I'm here, everything's fine. We're just, nothing's working for me right now, that's all it is. It's just, I have to turn on the CD player and then bring it up and then press go and see what happens.
What up, dog? Yeah. Welcome to the first of 12. Nah, going. This first one called Brutal. Pump a little.
Here's the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 25th of March, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, the Good Friday edition. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the Agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Uksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, one of this city's great artists, Alana Bowen, who was a guest on this show not long ago, has suffered a setback, and her friends are organizing a benefit to help her out. One of those friends was supposed to be here to talk about it, and she's just had her own setback. But we'll play a little bit of Alana's music and tell you about the event that is happening next weekend on the 5th of April. Plus, lots of great local music and a look at see what's going on around town this holiday weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's get this thing out of the on the go in here. Now, As I said at the top of the show, Delina Gail Bowen, who is one of this city's great artists. She is a great blues singer who's been singing the blues in this city for almost, well, probably more than 40 years. At least that's as long as I've been aware of her. As I mentioned, she was a guest on the show back in December for the Blues for Christmas special that happens every year and turned out to be a great success up at the old, at the Commodore there. And immediately after the... immediately after the Blues for Christmas thing, Delina suffered a stroke. Yeah, unfortunately, she was laid up for quite a while, and she's still in rough shape, but she's getting back onto her feet, and to help her friends get back on her feet. Her friends are organizing an event, and it's going to be on Tuesday, April 5th, at the Fairview, at Broadway and Hemlock, and or is it Willow? You know, be around by the hospital there. And lots of great folks are going to be performing, including Jim Burns, Lindsay Mitchell, Kenny Blues Boss Wayne, Catherine Bowers, Michael Krieber. Jaylene Stonehouse, who was supposed to be here, but as fortunately as I said, has had her own issues. Joni By is going to be there. Let's see. Anybody else I would name I recognize there? No, that's it. But lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people are going to be performing at this thing. It's April the 5th. It's at the Fairview Pub. And if you're not familiar with Gail's work, here's a great performance of a song called Born Under a Bad Sign.
I want to introduce this band to you. Michael Krieber on keyboards. Brian Newcomb on bass. My buddy Chris Norquist on drums. My main man, Harris Van Brickle on guitar. My name is Gail Bowen. Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back. came in. Lord, won't you send me one sweet loving man right now? Boy, I love Aunt Sally, baby. Yeah! It wasn't for bad love. Lord, I wouldn't have no love. Yeah! Real bad love. If it wasn't for bad love, I wouldn't have.
Didn't 'cause I ain't no saint. I ain't no saint.
Well, the sun is setting on your lies and blood. Stars stitch bandages of gold. Oh, black swan, where is my lover now? Oh, black swan, where's my lover? Tattered is my bridal gown and my lamp is lost. Silver needles and silver thread, stars stitch a roof full and die and sun. Oh, black swan, where is my lover now? Oh, black swan, where's my lover? Gave him a kiss and a golden ring, and a golden ring. I gave him a kiss of fire and a golden ring, with silver needles and silver threads. Stars stitch a roof full and die and sun. Oh, black wing, take me down with you. Oh, black
The inaugural Fraser Valley Music Awards is calling for music submissions from Fraser Valley artists until March 31st. The submissions form and all info is at civl.ca/FVMA. Benefits to winners include recording time, festival performance spots, industry consultations, feature media coverage, and much more. A compilation album of Fraser Valley music featuring a remix of a new song by You Say Party will be released in tandem with the FVMA Gala. To volunteer or sponsor, email fvma@civl.ca.
Fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theatre group and the perfect place to get involved in theatre or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theatre related. Our motto, Theatre on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
I always like playing that spot because it starts out with, "Do you fancy yourself?"
Do you fancy yourself?
That's not very nice. Hi, it's Dave. It's Radio Dave on the radio with Radio. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave. I'm getting Lucy disease now. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Good Friday, the 25th of March, 2016, 24 minutes past the hour. Hi there. How are you? Hope you're having a good day. I'm having a weird day. It's two weird days in a row now, but it's okay. Everything's fine. I woke up late. I got in the car. My usual routine on Fridays is I drive out to the Varsity District, you know, around 10th and Sassmat, park the car on the residential street, hop on the 99 bus so that I don't have to pay for parking. And then I got out to 10th Avenue. It's all closed off. They're doing some kind of resurfacing there. So I had to reroute, find out where the bus was, park there, and then, you know, finally show up. And then my key code didn't work. So I couldn't even get in the building. Well, I got in the building, but I couldn't get in the office. Couldn't get into the radio station. Fortunately, Nelly could see me and let me in. And then I find out that I've got the wrong code. Somehow my code doesn't work today. Other people's code works, but the one they gave me doesn't work. I'm not taking it personally. It's just like, you know, something got missed somewhere. But I'm here. And then my guest got into a car accident. So she's not here. But I'm here. And you're here. And we're still having a good day. The Pole Festival is going on this weekend. This is a great event. It's an opportunity for new playwrights and emerging actors and directors and theater professionals to get together and show you what they can do. And it's happening up at the Little Mountain Gallery at, they've moved. It's now at Studio 1398 on Granville Island. I have to pay attention to these things. Okay. It's two groups, Some Theater and Speakeasy Theater. They're putting together the Pole Festival. It's a festival of 10-minute plays. And Pippa Mackey and Kayvon Kelly are the folks that kind of pull it together, as it were, along with a whole bunch of other great artists like Melissa Wee and Tracy Power and Mike Gill and all kinds of great folks. There are 7 titles that are performing, including plays by Lauren Jackson, Anton Lipovetsky, Sean Harris Oliver, friend of the show, Julie Castleman, Tia Glenn Cook, Pippa Johnston, Matt Gordon, and James Gordon King. And it's directed by Kayla Dunbar, Melissa Wee, Caitlin McCarthy, and Kayvon Kelly. All those names probably mean nothing to you, but all you have to know is to go to Studio 1398 this weekend. You go to the Facebook page, Pull 10-Minute Play Festival, and that's got all the details on where you can get tickets. It's at the speakeasytheater.ca website. Lots of great plays, lots of great acting, lots of great theater happening all this weekend. So check it out and go to the Dave Radio Facebook page for the link to that as well. What else we got going on here? Let's see here. In 2 weeks, we've got a special guest, a group from Vancouver. Whoa, not yet. Just Stand by. Just stand by. You'll be on in a sec, okay? They're just eager, chomping at the bit. They're going to be performing live in studio right here at CITR in 2 weeks from today, April the 8th. They're called Rococode, and they're local, but they're on tour right now, and they record out of their studio up the coast in a place called Oakover, which is a lovely little fjord just north and slightly east of Powell River in the Lund area there. And a beautiful part of the world, a great place to record music, and they're going to be performing their stuff live right here in our studio in 2 weeks. And now, we'll hear what they sound like. So that's Rococode, and they will be here at CITR in 2 weeks on the 8th of April. That's Laura Smith and Andrew Braun, and looking forward to having them come on here. Also going on this weekend at the Dusty Flower Shop at in the back alley behind 2050 Scotia Street. Lovely little theater space, and they're presenting a brand new play by a friend of the show and UBC grad Alyssa Costello. It's called This Is Really Important, and it features Graham Thompson, Mal Alfonso, Garrett Moran, and Kaylin Mechie, and directed by the amazing Shailene Scott. And this is all happening, as I said, at Dusty Flower Shop. It's a kind of a sitcom-y kind of one-act comedy about four 20-somethings, Jerry and Jensen, and their two best friends. Jerry and Jensen are roommates. Their best friend Hal has come to stay with them after his breakup, and they decide to hold a party. Oh yeah, and Jerry's also house-sitting his ex-girlfriend's cat. So just more fun than most of us deserve, but go out and have fun anyway. So that's playing at Dusty Flower Shop. It's happening tonight, tomorrow. That's the 25th and 26th, and then next weekend as well. If you want to know more about it, it's on the Dave Radio Facebook page. It's on the This Is Really Important Facebook page, and you can get more information by going there, I guess. Let's see, there's no other website. So, yeah, just check it out on Facebook, and you'll find it there. All right, so let's just keep playing some more music here. This is You Say Party. So that's brand new stuff from Mechanormal, but it also kind of fits into our throwback because they've been around since the beginning and they're still rocking. They're still great. If you are a fan of Opera Pro Cantanti that performs up at the Cambrian Hall, this is of interest to you. Their next performance has been canceled. They were scheduled to do a show on Easter Sunday, a performance of Verdi's La Traviata. And unfortunately, due to some medical issues and other things amongst the cast, they've had to cancel their performance. So the next production from Opera Pro Cantanti will be La Traviata on Sunday, April 10th. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, or 2 weeks from Sunday at the Cambrian Hall. If you want to know more about that or other events from Opera Pro Cantanti, it's spelled procantanti.com. And that will give you all the poop that fits the scoop. And if you're a fan of old movies, as I am, you'll be interested in this one. Pacific Cinematheque is dusting off some classics from their 16mm print collection. And it's a Hitchcock movie from the 30s. It's called The 39 Steps, a really great thriller. It was, of course, made into a stage play that is a crazy comedy, but the original story itself is quite dramatic, and it still holds up. It's an old black and white movie, but it still holds up quite well, and it's very enjoyable. And then that is followed by The Third Man, so it's a number three kind of theme going on here. And The Third Man, another black and white movie, this one from the 40s, directed by the great Carol Reed and starring the great Orson Welles with Joseph Cotten. Actually, Orson Welles doesn't appear till like the last 10 minutes of the movie, but he dominates the whole film, and it's Joseph Cotten who tells the story. So check those two out. 39 Steps at 6:30, Third Man at 8:15, and that's happening Sunday at the Pacific Cinematheque on Howe Street. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with more tunes.
Do you enjoy singing in a fun, informal environment, but don't have time to commit to expensive, mandatory choir practices? We have a solution. Join Woodward's Community Singers Workshops for a free drop-in community choir that's more campfire than cantata. It runs every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at 131 West Hastings Street on the 10th floor. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Woodward's Community Singers on Facebook.
From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
And a big shout out to Russian Tim, and a big thanks for all the help that he did to make The Government Inspector a big hit. That's the play that's going on at the Jericho Arts Center right down here in Point Grey at the foot of Discovery Street next to the Vancouver Youth Hostel. The play is called The Government Inspector. It's written by Nikolai Gogol and adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher. It's a classic comedy all about mistaken identity, government corruption, bad behavior, just the whole range of fun stuff. The official opening night is tonight, and the reason why we shouted out for Russian Tim is that your humble host, that's me, was the sound designer for the show, and I called on Tim to provide all the music. So lots of great Russian punk rock from Russia on The Government Inspector. So definitely go ahead and check that one out, opening night tonight, and I'll be there. So, if you see me, say hi. That'll be fun. What else is going on? There's other things happening, too. Yes. UBC Theater is doing The Arabian Nights. This is a Tony Award-winning... the author is the writer, Mary Zimmerman, won a Tony Award, but she adapted the classic Arabian Nights stories into a brand new play, and it's a group of extremely talented folks in their final and intermediate years from UBC's BFA acting program, and it's going on at the is it the Somerset? No, it's not the Somerset. It's at Oy, they don't put it up here. You know the... Where is it? It's not here. It's not written here, and I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, it's on. It's here. It's at UBC. What's the name of the theater here at UBC? Oh my God, my brain is shutting down. Anyway, go and check it out. It's on the Dave Radio Facebook page, The Arabian Nights by Mary Zimmerman. Oh, the best laid plans, I tell you. I think I'll just remember this. And just remember this, okay? If you, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to play music. I've got all kinds of stuff to say, and I just, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Did you know that this program is available as a free podcast on iTunes? Just type CITR-Dave Radio in the search box. Click on my face when it pops up. And remember to subscribe and check out some of your other favorite CITR shows on iTunes. We're all there. And did I mention it's free?
lots of money. The land of milk and honey.
The Rio tonight, it's the most incredible avant-garde gender-bending naughty drag clown experience you've ever seen in a giant mud pit. It's called Whoa Man, a musical, and it's the latest from San Francisco's neo-clown cabaret theater troupe Fufuha. Oh, I love this stuff. The Foos are a collective ensemble like no other who dazzle audiences with animated character performers whose thrilling over-the-top shows sparkle with circus antics, jaw-dropping dance numbers, and a healthy dose of audience interaction. Plus local luminaries, including Vancouver's own burlesque stars Melody Mangler, April O'Peel, Diva Fandango, and Vixen Von Flex will be opening the show. So that's happening tonight and tomorrow night. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 at the Rio on East Broadway and Commercial. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. RioTheaterTickets.ca is where you get the tickets. It's 19+ because of they got a bar going, and the show's crazy. So go. You know what it is? I think I'm just getting stale. I think that's what it is. I've been doing this show for about, well, not quite 2 years. Started it in June of 14, and I really haven't done anything on radio on a sustained basis for that long amount of time. So I'm just sort of feeling itchy and anxious and want to do something different. So I think we might shake things up. We've got the live group coming in a couple of weeks, and I think after that, things might be a little different in this little hour. We'll still focus on local theater and music and film, and make sure that your favorite local artists are profiled, and we introduce you to a lot of new artists who will soon be your favorites. But like the general format of the show, we're going to shake things up a bit because and I've been busy this week, and I'll stop apologizing, Dave. Just do call board. Dave Radio Call Board features auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for all roles. United Players of Vancouver presents The Lion in Winter by James Goldman. We've been talking and talking and talking about this thing. The auditions are finally coming up. This is a play about English royalty in France with North American accents. So don't try to put on your RP or your upper class British accents. You won't even be listened to. The production is happening in June at the Jericho Arts Center. It's directed by the amazing Jack Patterson. He's asking folks to send an audition tape or reel in via email. It's lioninwinterup@gmail.com. So do a little, if you want more information, you can go to the United Players website. That's got all the details on that. And it does say that although many characters are of the same family, heritage or background are not a factor in casting. So that's encouraging. Awkward Stage Productions doing the Fake Spear Festival. And that is going to be happening in August at the York Theater. The auditions are in about a week and a half, Thursday, April 7th.
It's almost 2 weeks, actually. What am I doing here? Andy Toth is the director. He's great. Jenny Anderson's the music director. Don't know her, but I'm sure she's great, too. The plays they're doing are Titus, the light and delightful musical comedy of Titus Andronicus that won the Ovation Award for Best New Musical. And Anne-Marie MacDonald's Good Night, Desdemona, Good Morning, Juliet. And if you want more information on that, it's awkwardstageproductions.com. And let's see, Opera Opulenza is looking for chorus members for their production of Cavalleria Rusticana, operaopulenza@gmail.com. Gateway Theater doing King of the Yees by Lauren Yee, and that audition is happening on the 11th of April at the Gateway Theater. They're looking specifically for Asian-Canadian actors, male and female, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach is doing The Foreigner by Larry Hsu. That audition is on April the 3rd. Vital Spark Theater doing Mrs. Barber's Daughters, directed by Joan Bryans. And this is going to be on at the Fringe at the Culture Lab. The auditions are on April 10th, and they're looking primarily for female actors for this particular play. But you can find out more by going to Vital Spark Theater. I think it's .com. I don't have it up there. Then we've got, oh, Fame, the musical based on the movie. Bring On Tomorrow Company is producing Fame, and that's going to be happening in August at the Fire Hall. Lots of great local folks, including Lilania Lindberg, who we almost had on the show. She was she's a perennial favorite, a performer and educator in musical theater in Vancouver. She's the director and choreographer for this one. And that is going to be, let's see, the auditions are happening in about 2 weeks on April 10th. And they're looking for 15 to 20 students over the age of 16, but able to play high school aged people. Plus, they'll need 4 to 6 older actors for teacher roles. And this is for Fame, as I said, the musical based on the movie. And you can go to bringontomorrowco.com for more information on that. And then we've got Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Perry Ellerick's company, and that's getting close to happening. And deadline for applications on that is April 1st. And Sidekick Players, they are doing Looking by Norm Foster. That audition is in April 18th. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you go to Vancouver Actors Guide, VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. There it is. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show and want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at citr.ca and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with an encore performance of Femme Concept, recorded in January. And at 3:30, it's Nardwar the Human Serviette. Enjoy your long weekend. Dave Radio returns at the same time next week. Bye-bye.
of the classics with a twist. Join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.